Let's Talk. Today we're going to talk about the responsibilities of home and work according to the scripture. And last week we left off at chapter 5, verse 21. So today we'll pick it up in 22 through 24, which says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands." I'm going to flip over to Proverbs and read Proverbs 31, 10 through 31 to you. "An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchants. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates." So today we're talking about wives submitting to their husbands, and we read all those scriptures, and a good wife freely uses the skills and gifts God has given her. She conducts business, which we found in 16 through 18. She supervises the affairs of the household. She enjoys the full confidence and respect of her husband and children. The key is that she does what she does for the good of the household. Just as the members of the church work together to strengthen and further the cause of Christ, the head of the body, the godly wife, submits to her husband by working to strengthen and further the good of her family. Now we'll talk about the men and their responsibilities in the home. Chapter 5, 25 through 33 says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does to the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Paul uses the model of Jesus and the church to describe the marriage relationship. Not only is Jesus and the church an image of Christian marriage, but also a good Christian marriage shows the world an example of Jesus' love for the church. A husband is to love his wife with the same self-sacrificial love that Jesus has for the church. When a godly husband and wife live together in peace and unity, they show the world a beautiful example of the relationship between Jesus and the church. Paul suggests here that all the marital instructions that he has just given in chapter 5, 22 and 23 is really not about marriage at all, but about the relationship Jesus has with his bride, the church. So I'll reread verse 32 just to confirm that. It says, "This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, Paul adds, husbands and wives ought to live together in the ways he has just written about." And that was from verse 33, which I'll read again. "However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." The next instruction for us, and it's for our children too, comes in chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." So our obligations here is to live our lives worthy of our calling. It also extends into our households. We should teach our children and our grandchildren to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is what the scripture says. "And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger." So those are pretty simple, to the point instructions there that Paul's given us here. But we need to not take them lightly as parents and grandparents, that it's our duty out of love for them to show them to obey their parents and to respect their parents.